Life coaching and discovery. Inspiration with an invitation to learn from a self-discovery guide. Mark is passionate about you making positive changes in your life so that it becomes a vibrant, ongoing journey of growth and discovery. Welcome to the Inspire Possibility Show. Now, here's your host, Mark Susnow.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Susnow. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspire Possibility Show. Every week I invite somebody to be my guest, somebody who I want to have a conversation with, who is what I call a cutting-edge thought leader, somebody who hopefully after listening to the show we feel inspired, we feel better for it. And some of you don't know that I've been doing this show for perhaps 3 years, and originally I started with a friend of mine, Ralph Marston, and we used to call the show the Journey On Show, and then Ralph decided that he was going in a different direction, and so I continued the show, and I call it the Inspire Possibility Show, but Ralph remains still a voice of inspiration for me, and I didn't really know how I wanted to introduce him. So what I did was, even though I know him very well, I went on Google, and just for fun, and he has what's called the Daily Motivator, and here's what he has for today, Wednesday, August 31st. Hidden skills. You have skills you don't know about. Take on a challenge, and you find what those skills are. In the process of living life from moment to moment, from day to day, you've been doing much. What you've already been doing has prepared you to do much more. Don't let your hidden skills remain hidden. Force them out into the open where you can exercise them to create value. So, Ralph, what I'm curious about is where do these ideas come from, these hidden skills, these hidden ideas?
Well, that particular idea for that message came from, I'm working on a book. I've written several books, nonfiction motivational books, self-help type books. Now I'm working on a fictional story, and it's a bit of a challenge for me. And I was working on that and looking at some of the things that I needed to do. And I realized that I was really a lot more experienced at writing than I gave myself credit for, a lot more experienced at doing the kinds of things I needed to do just from what I'd been doing every day for years and years. And it was the challenge of doing something new that brought out that realization, that made me understand how I can use these skills in a new way to create new value. And so the point I was trying to make in that message is that if you'll just put yourself out there and commit to doing something, a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit beyond what you've done before, that all of a sudden you'll discover a lot of skills that you've taken for granted, and you may even discover skills that are hidden that you've never really used, but that have been kind of bubbling for years, simmering. So that's kind of what gave me the idea for that message. But really,
what I tell the listeners is that they don't know about the Daily Motivator. And the Daily Motivator is a daily email, a publication that you've been sending out for, what, over 20 years?
Yes, 20 years.
Yeah. So people get it in their inbox, and we were talking before we went on the air, and there's a daily message that people can subscribe to. It's on your web. It's in Facebook, and you were saying it's conceivable that over 200,000 people get your daily message. Is that accurate? Would you say?
Yeah, I don't really even know how far they go because I regularly run into people that copy them and send them to others. Like there's a woman at a well-known online university who takes the messages and sends them to about 1,000 people within her organization each day. And so I don't really know, but I estimate between my website, the email, the Twitter, the Facebook, on LinkedIn, I estimate it reaches probably about 200,000 people a day.
Wow.
The message. And the messages are, they're not, I thought it was interesting you referred to me as a thought leader, and I guess I don't think of myself as that. I think of myself as a nagging reminder.
What did you say, a nagging?
A nagging reminder, yeah. To remind readers of things they already know and bring those things to the surface, good positive values. I'm trying to bring them, just remind people as they're living their lives, remind you to think about what's important to you. Why am I doing this in the first place? You can get very frustrated over the smallest little things. Some app on your phone doesn't open, or, you can't get somebody to return your call. And, even though they're minor little things, you can kind of blow them way up out of proportion because they're your urgent business of the moment. And I think it's good to step back and look at the bigger picture and just remind yourself of what's really important to you in your life, of life itself, and how miraculous it is and how many possibilities there are. So that's kind of what I do, is just sort of reset the compass every day and try to point readers in a positive direction. And it seems to work very well for people who take the time to read it every day, just take a minute or two to look at the message and to, there's all sorts of information and news and events and flashing things on screens that are demanding our attention. And it's good to just step back from that just for a minute or two to remind yourself of who you are and of what you can do, and to remind yourself that you can make a difference in life. Sometimes it feels like we're just getting carried along by all the confusion and commotion that's going on. But
absolutely.
Really, if we make the commitment and have the intention and then follow through with action, there's a lot of good that we can do, a lot of, positive difference that we can make. So that's kind
what
of
I'm,
what I'm all about.
Okay. What I'm kind of curious about is, as we said today, there's perhaps 200,000 people almost daily that hear your message, and you're really making a difference in many people's lives. And what I'm curious about is that it's sometimes people have a yearning inside, and something happens where they finally decide to act on it. And I'm sure that, I would assume anyway, that for you, you had this yearning inside that you need to share this message with others. But you were still had a regular day job. Do you remember those days when you had a regular day job or a or a job that paid the bills before you got into this? And what was that like, and what prompted you to make the transition into to beginning the path you're on now?
Yeah, sure. Kind of the way that I got into it was I was very interested in the technology of the internet, the fact that you could reach a lot of people, display something on their computer screen through this communication network. And I have also always been interested in positive thinking, personal development material, because I have worked a lot in situations where I needed, I didn't really have anyone to look to other than myself for motivation. I have had, what you would call a regular job, where I work in an office with a supervisor, someone kind of watching over me and pushing me to do
right.
what needs to be done. But I've also spent a lot of time working independently in sales, and then in owning my own business. And so I had always gravitated toward, personal development material. So I was always very interested in that. And then when the internet came along, when the web, World Wide Web came along in the mid-90s and started becoming popular with people, I realized that I could reach a whole lot of people very cheaply, without spending a lot of money every day, and provide a little positive message. And I knew that there were a lot of other people out there like me, people who were looking for, just a little positive boost every day. So,
right.
I started doing it, and it was really more of a hobby, more because I wanted to explore the possibilities of, of the technology of email and the web, which back then were new things,
Right.
And so that's what I did. And then after a few years, it started earning enough money to where it was, it was a full-time job. And both in terms of the amount of time required and the amount of money that it was bringing in. So that's kind of
how it started.
It evolved. Yeah.
So you started what, sending this daily message to people you knew? Is that how it started, or you made it possible for people to sign up for it onto a mailing list? Is that kind of what you made that you kind of did that on a ground level and for free, I assume, and then at one point you started charging? Is that kind of how it evolved, or?
Yeah, it is. I was sort of active, this was back, in the mid-90s, and AOL was kind of the big, that was everybody's gateway to the internet at that time.
I thought that was the internet.
Well, yeah, it was. And so I was kind of,
it took me a while. I had go ahead.
Oh,
so AOL.
Well, anyway, I participated in some, there was kind of discussion groups on AOL, bulletin boards, I guess they were called.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had participated in some of those that were geared toward people who worked at home, people who worked independently. And so I had kind of a following there on AOL, and I actually started the website to serve as an archive of some of the things that I had written back then. And then to get people to come every day to the website, I decided to start writing a daily motivational message. And after about 4 or 5 months, I had a situation where you know, I was pretty reliable posting a message every day, but there was some things that came up in my life and kind of distracted me for a week or two where I didn't post any messages. And I started hearing from people that they, you know, they're saying, well, where's your message for the day? You know, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of hooked on it. And so
right.
at that time I decided, you know, I came back and started publishing it every day. And by the way, I started ever since like April of 1995, I've never missed a single day. I do
wow.
take off on Sunday, but in over 20 years, I haven't missed one single publication day, you know, even
uh-huh.
holidays and whatever. But
right.
but anyway, back then I decided, well, maybe I have something here people are really interested in. So I put up a survey on the website, you know, for people to answer. And I asked people if they would be willing to pay for an email subscription. And, you know, it was an overwhelming positive response. So I started charging $15 a year for an email subscription. I still continue to publish on the web. But a lot of people just wanted, number one, the convenience of just having it come to their email so they wouldn't have to remember to go on the web. And number two, just an opportunity to make a tangible investment in themselves. You know, when you pay for something, you're more invested in it. You get more out of it than if, you know, if you're just getting it for free, you don't have a lot of respect for it, you don't value it that much. But when you're paying for it, you think, well, you know, maybe I ought to open this up and read it. You know, I did pay for it after all. And
right.
it serves to remind you also that you paid for it and that you thought enough of yourself and of your own possibilities to make an investment in yourself. And, you know, it's kind of a symbolic thing. I mean, the amount of money is not that much. You know, it's $15 for a whole year. And but still, the fact that you do that, you know, that you've said, okay, this is important enough to me that I'm going to pay some money for it. It makes a difference. And, you know, it makes you pay attention to it. It reminds you of what your priorities are. And so anyway, you know, I started charging for email subscriptions, got a few people to sign up. And then I think in August of 96, I just happened to be, for a whole weekend, I was the hot site of the day, you know, for the newspaper USA Today. You know, they had a website.
Wow.
And they would feature some other website each day as the hot site of the day, you know, the place they wanted to let people know about. And so that got me a lot of initial exposure and kind of, you know, got me started in a pretty big way. And then ever since then, it's pretty much grown by word of mouth referral. And
so, Ralph, let me, I want to talk about, you know, how people can find you on the web in a second and also about how they can subscribe, you know, to the Daily Motivator. But I'm right now looking on Brainy Quotes, and there's a whole Ralph Marth section. And I just, and what also what I want to let the listeners know is that not only do they get this message, but they can get it with a beautiful landscape, beautiful scenery, and also with very peaceful music to it. But I'm on Brainy Quotes, the Ralph Marston quotes, and here are just some of them I want to share. What you do today can improve all your tomorrows. And what's really interesting, Ralph, is that I'm looking right now, like I say, on the internet, and there's a picture of a moving stream with rocks. And Ralph Marston, if you don't look closely, you could almost go Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Just, right, right.
That actually flashed,
well, you know,
when I was looking at that vision.
I do
read
a lot
more
of Emerson's work. You know, he's kind of an inspiration, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and don't lower your, here's another one, don't lower your expectations to meet your performance. Raise your level of performance to meet your expectations. Wow. Excellence
yeah,
is not a skill, it's an attitude. I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one, by the way, is the number one most quoted quote that I've read. That's everywhere.
So read that. Could you just say that one again?
Oh, excellence is not a skill, it's an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually got people that take issue with that.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm trying to say is that excellence, you know, you shouldn't tie it down to any particular manifestation. Excellence is kind of a way of being, you know. What some people see as excellent results, other people would probably see as mediocre. But
mm-hmm.
so, you know, in that regard, it's very subjective. But what's not subjective is the attitude of excellence. You know, if you have an attitude of excellence, what that means is, you know, you want to do the very best that you can in any situation and give your very best to whatever task you're doing. And so that, you know, that's kind of where that came from, that excellence is.
So if
is
somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they go to your, they go to the web, to your website, and what is that website?
The website address is greatday.com. Just G-R-E-A-T-D-A-Y, greatday.
That's easy, huh?
Yeah.
All you got to do is pretend you're talking to somebody. Have a great day. .com.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Think .com's a person. Have a great day. .com.
I do have a trademark for the Daily Motivator, but I was not able to trademark Great Day. That's But
so
but yeah, greatday.com.
And is that what they people to get a, to subscribe to the Daily Motivator? They just go to the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To the greatday.com, is that what they do? Or huh?
Right, greatday.com, yeah. You'll find the daily message, and then if you click on, you know, one of the menus, it'll have the opportunity, give you the opportunity to subscribe. And
the other thing, Ralph, is what I was thinking. This a subscription to the Daily Motivator, as you said, it's only $15 for the whole year. This would be like a fabulous gift to give people.
Right.
And I'm sure people can do that on. They can do that online. They can make a gift to other people.
Yeah. you can give it to other people, and a lot of people do that. It's a great gift because it's, you know, you can send it immediately. So if you've waited until the last minute to get a gift and you can't figure out what to do, you can send it in 5 minutes, and nobody will ever know that you procrastinated.
Right.
And the nice thing with a gift subscription is that when the message comes each day, there's a little line at the bottom of the message reminding your gift recipient who gave it to them, you know. So it'll say, you know, your subscription to the Daily Motivator is a gift from Mark Chestnow. And so, you know, kind of make them think of you every day. And, you know, it'll put your name in front of them in a positive light. So that
wow.
is a very popular gift. I got an email just today from a woman who was renewing her subscription. And she emailed me and said that her mother had originally gotten her subscription as a gift from her mother, and that you know, her mother and her would call each other every few days and discuss the message, you know, that they liked it so much. And then she told me that her mother has since passed away. And she still, you know, gets the message, and it, you know, it makes her think of her mother, and, you know, in a positive light, and fondly remember the things that they discussed together. So that was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
You know, it impacts people and kind of strengthens relationships, gives people kind of a positive jumping off point. I mean, I've heard from families, from people who say that you know, we read your message each day at the breakfast table and kind of discuss it with our children and talk about some of the positive values that it talks about. So, yeah. So gift subscriptions, yeah, very, very cool way. It's a great gift.
So we're kind of running out of time, and we got a little bit of time left. And what I like to ask my guests is if there was one thing you'd like people to think about, to a gift, if you were going to give one gift to people, something that an idea, a thought, or way of being to help change their life, what would that be? What would your message be to others that, hey, you know what, this will make a difference in their life? What would that be?
Well, you know what? I don't know why this came to my mind. Well, I've recently been doing some reading and research on the subject of humility. And it's kind of a funny thing to say, but humility can be very empowering. When you're living from your ego and trying to do everything to satisfy your ego, you're really not making a lot of progress. And if you just back off from that and live with a little humility, you know, don't think that you have to prove that you're right all the time. Don't think that you have to impress people all the time. Just take advantage of the possibilities and the opportunities that come your way, you know, very quietly and gently and without boasting. And
right.
It's something that I've used recently that can really improve relationships. You know, if you go in, you know, not dead set on getting your way, what usually happens is what's in the best interest for everybody, including you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fighting to get your way and fighting to prove yourself, you're going to meet up with a lot of resistance. So I don't know why that came to mind. I mean, when you asked me that, if there's one thing,
right.
There's a lot of things I think of, but that just
right.
Started to come to my mind today. It's kind of a value that I think needs to be reinforced in our culture. Individuals are very empowered, which is a good thing, but I think we can take it too far and overreach. And, you know, I think we can get an inflated sense of our own self-importance. And that can hurt not only the people around us, but it can hurt, you know, we hurt ourselves with that. And so I think that's, you know, an important message to get out there, something that, you know, that I emphasize on a regular basis.
Wow.
Just kind of let go of your ego.
Mm-hmm. Takes the pressure off too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It really
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Well, Ralph, thanks for being my guest. I thought it, you know, would be kind of a great treat to have you on the show, being that we kind of started this journey together on internet radio, at least in this format. And so I kind of wanted to invite you to kind of just share your wisdom and kind of find out more about you and all that kind of stuff. And it's been great. I want to acknowledge you for your courage to sit out on this path, to go ahead. And I know as you know, as a fellow writer, is that sharing your ideas with people sometimes you know, you go, wow, what if they don't like me, or who's going to listen, you know, and oh, maybe they won't like this,
yeah.
And so it takes a certain amount of courage, and sometimes it's frustration, and yet through it all, you had a vision, you kept to your vision, and you've created this incredible body of work, and I want to thank you from the deepest part of my heart for, you know, how you make a difference in people's lives. So thanks for being the guest today on the Inspire Possibility Show. And in the meantime, journey on.
Do you ever feel there is more to life than what you are currently experiencing? Are you basically stuck in a dead-end career job, or perhaps reeling from a toxic relationship? Everyone faces deep challenges in their life. That's why everyone needs a life discovery guide. Meet Mark Susnow of InspirePossibility.com and get inspired. Let Mark journey with you and show you how to navigate life's challenges as a mentor, as a guide, as a friend with immense energy to dynamically change your world. Schedule your complimentary coaching session with Mark Susnow now by visiting inspirepossibility.com and clicking contact. You have nothing to lose and only inspiration to gain. Visit InspirePossibilities.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Susnow. You're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that makes a difference. And each week, I have a conversation with people who I consider cutting-edge thought leaders, people who are wisdom teachers. They have wisdom to share with us. They usually have an expertise in a subject, in a particular subject. And I know we often wonder about, there's so much talk about, if I can change my thinking, the way I see the world, I could change my life. But the big question is, how do we change our attitudes? How do we change the way we see the world? And I know myself, throughout the years, I've been intrigued by the subject of hypnosis and self-hypnosis. I've even, throughout the years, have talked to clinical hypnotherapists, and I've had a few sessions myself. It's a big topic, because if we have that ability to change the way we think, we just enjoy life more, and our potential for success is just 100-fold. And so I wanted to have somebody on the show who's been there before, who's really an expert in this field, who really knows about reprogramming our minds for success. And she is her name's Gail Glasner. She's somebody who has published several products, several audiobooks. In fact, her audiobooks have been one of the best sellers on audio on the internet for hypnotherapy. And her name is Gail Glasner. She's been doing this work for over 20 years, and it's a real honor to have you on my show, Gail. Thanks for being my guest.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm excited to be here.
And I told you this before, I love your voice. You got the perfect voice to put someone into a trance and to kind of take them into a deeper way of being. So let's talk a little bit about what it is you do, what it is about reprogramming people's mind. I know, I mean, the idea is how do we change this mindset of these people that have a doomsday scenario of things are falling apart, that critical voice inside us, that voice of judgment is not going to work. And so what I'm getting is that your work, especially your audio series, can change how we perceive the world. Am I exaggerating this, or am I on the right track here?
I think in the right direction. I was very fortunate enough to discover very soon when I began my career as a hypnotherapist. I started to connect the dots and see that there's a cause and effect, And when people are trying to achieve something, such as success and a more positive attitude, but there's something in their subconscious that's a contrary program, and by the way, I do compare it to a literal computer in your mind. Your subconscious is like a computer. There's a part of it, I call them personality parts, that can actually make some of the final decisions. But it's like we have a computer in our mind, and if there's already a program that says you're not going to be successful, and maybe you heard that through a parent, a teacher, a sibling, a stranger, a TV program, it doesn't matter where. If it was programmed in your subconscious, it becomes a belief, and before you change and bring in success, it's most important to recognize that there is a resistance there in your subconscious and literally to delete it just as easily, for many cases, as pressing down the delete key. It's possible to delete it and then program the mindsets, the beliefs, the associations that you want.
So let me ask you a question, see if I understand what you're saying. So if there is this program that it's like a software, and the software basically is negative, right? It's a negative thing. It interprets data in our life, what's going on in our life, in a negative way. Is that fair to say?
That's partially it, but let me be a little bit more specific. It can be in one specific thing. For instance, you aren't a good writer, somebody told you in school. So you are great in math, but you want to be a writer. You want to be a playwright or whatever. You have to delete that specific program.
Okay.
There's another thing that will help you to also to understand and all the listeners, and that is there's always a cause and effect. If you're finding resistance, if you're finding something that's bothering you and you can't seem to handle it on your own no matter how hard you try, that is for sure a signal. There's a program in your subconscious that is contradicting what it is you really want. And by the way, your subconscious is seen as your friend and your advocate. It just makes mistakes. It sees things and are misguided. It doesn't mean it's trying to hurt you. And that's why it will change when it realizes what it's doing is hurting you.
So I want to come back to this idea of, you know, this we have back to the writer thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sing, but there is this negative negative program, if you want to call it a program, pattern program that
program.
I can't write. Yeah, and
it's like
and
a computer.
So it's like a computer program. And the idea is that if you can put in a new, delete that program and put in a program that I can write, then that's kind of the idea.
And we need to motivate your subconscious to understand what we said when we give it instructions. That's why I've learned how to format it. But also you need to motivate it. So one of the greatest things to motivate your subconscious to accept your program and continue to reinforce it is it makes you feel so great. You love being a singer. You love performing in front of people. And it's one of its purposes, as I've been able to generalize in the work I'm doing, the subconscious wants to please you. It wants to give you pleasure. And it also wants to protect you. And it inadvertently makes associations for you, whether you know what's going on or not. For instance, I'll give you a personal one. I love coconut ice cream.
Can I just interject here?
Yeah.
I always thought, my understanding of the subconscious is that it does what it's told. So if you have it interprets information. So if you act like you're prosperous, that's what people talk about. I've heard the subconscious can't distinguish between a real or an imaginary experience, and I've always heard that in several books, and several other people. So if that's the case, doesn't it just follow the directive? The subconscious follow the directive it's given by your conscious mind.
I'm so glad you brought this up because there's so many nuances to the subconscious. So what happens is you can, let's say, I love making, I have trouble financially.
Okay.
Okay. And I just can't seem to make my my money grow. And I,
so that's your belief.
Can,
that's your belief.
That's what I am pretending to be. In reality, let's say I'm having trouble with it, right? And I pretend and think like I'm a rich person. I have plenty of money. It's not an issue for me. But the problem is there is a subconscious program that was downloaded before I knew I even had this program, because it started the program, and it may have been in childhood. It may have been parents talking about how are you going to pay the bills, and you overheard them, and you realize, I'm poor, our family's poor, I'm poor. And that subconscious program went in. So even though you're doing everything the books tell you to do and acting like a very wealthy person, it's not going to be as successful till you release that old program. Now, there are ways to release it. Sometimes it's by shock. Let's say a person is, this actually happened as a smoker, and they couldn't stop smoking. But when they went to their doctor and they found out they had lung disease, the shock went through to their subconscious, and they realized, I have to, and they said, I have to stop smoking. Well, the subconscious was reached, and with such strong feeling, it deleted the old program and put in the new one, you're stopping smoking. So there are times that it can inadvertently, when you aren't even planning for it, it can change that way. But there are other ways that are, let's say, less shocking, that are much more much easier to do, and much more strategic, that you can do when you recognize there's a resistance, when you recognize you're having an issue. Then you know the place that's holding that programming is your subconscious mind, and you have the power to change it.
But if let's just take that same person, goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you better quit smoking or you're going to die. If that person had, let's just say, a pattern or belief that life sucks, he might not change, right?
If his subconscious
want to change, he might not
chosen,
want to change it. Yeah.
Yeah. If his subconscious has chosen, for instance, a subconscious program, thinking it's protecting him, by the way, or helping him in some way, and it said, "I don't trust doctors. I'm not going to believe them." Okay, then the doctor's words would mean nothing. If he thought, oh, that's in the future, I don't worry about the future, and that's his point of view, then he's not going to take those doctor's words to have any effect on him. You see the fine nuances that are going on? And it's the same way when you program your subconscious or reprogram it, you have to choose and be very specific. It's like when you send an email to your, out in the computer, if you forget one letter, if you forget a dot, it doesn't go. So you want to be very precise. But what you said before is very true, that when you, let's say wealth wasn't an issue for you, but you decided you wanted to be wealthier. Then, since there's nothing contradicting this new behavior, and you're acting and thinking and believing and say, I'm so happy to be wealthy now, then that's when it's most successful.
Now, the other thing is I said beforehand, you have an audio book, and my understanding that it's one of the best sellers on the internet in terms of hypnosis. Did I get that right?
Well, you're close. I started with a wonderful company called Nightingale Conant, and within 6 months it became a top seller, and it was a top seller for them. Reprogram Your Subconscious, how to use hypnosis to get what you really want. It's a long title, but anyway. That became a top seller for them for 8 years. Most of them last 2 or 3 years. So it really resonated within people. And then I wrote the book version. And then from the book version, which was greatly expanded and new theories promoted. Another publisher, Gilson, came to me and wanted to do an audiobook version, which I just did and just finished, and that's just new. Mm-hmm. It's been in the top 100 of the hypnosis, either books or audiobooks, ebooks. It's been, they change every hour or so, but it's been bouncing around in the top 100, and it just came out the end of May. So that's a really good sign, and I'm really excited about it.
And what's the name of the series?
Reprogram Your Subconscious, How to Use Hypnosis to Get What You Really Want. And then there are 8 single audios of hypnotic guided imagery, and it's called the Hypnotic Guided Imagery Series. But I want to mention what go ahead.
Yeah, and so, and how do people get access to this series?
There are several ways. It's on many different websites. My website, Gail Glassner, that's GaleGlassner.com, is one way. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's, I think, on at least 15 different websites, because Gildan has a very wide range that they use. But the exciting thing for me is this, I want to call it a game changer, a paradigm. It's a new way of looking at our own human behavior and understanding yourself. And when you understand yourself and that you can really change the things that before you thought you couldn't change, it's incredibly self-empowering. And it gives people tremendous happiness. And we're talking about in every field that the mind is connected to. So that's business, that's success, but success in parenting, success in how you feel about yourself. It's in health. It's in everything you can, again, think about. The mind is connected. So when people understand, they're able to do things for themselves and do it relatively easily at very low cost. It's something I want the whole world to know about. It's something I've been especially passionate about since I first discovered this, and I've witnessed so many amazing things that have happened. And we're talking about relatively quickly. Hypnosis, I don't understand it, Mark. I see on Good Morning America and other shows, and they talk about acupuncture, which is good, and they talk about Reiki, which is good, and all these things for pain and so forth, and they don't mention hypnosis. And hypnosis works probably the fastest. It's so, it can be so accurate, and it can do things that many of the others aren't able to get to. And so I just want people to know that it's another option. And you were talking about success. I've had so many people come and work on self-esteem issues. Self-esteem is at the heart of your success. You have to believe and trust in yourself. And unfortunately, as we're growing up, people inadvertently say things that are negative to us. When we're children, they get programmed as beliefs. And we don't even know it happened. Remember how I said there's always a cause and effect?
Yes.
There's some place where you got that idea. And we don't blame the person. They didn't know they were having that effect on you. Your subconscious also makes mistakes. So I had, talk about school and success. I had somebody who had somebody tell him when he was like in fifth grade, well, you're not very good in science, because he got a D on a quiz. So the kid saw me in high school, and he was getting A's in every subject but science. And through the hypnotherapy, he recognized the cause and effect, realized that he could control it. He deleted it, and he said, all I want is B's, just give me B's. So in 2 weeks he came back, and he had gotten B's on his quizzes. And I said, but you're getting A's and everything else. Would you like to get A's? He goes, are you kidding? Of course. So we had him program himself for A's, and he started getting A's. So what, I mean, it's so amazing that it's so amazing that sometimes people don't even believe it's possible. But I've had over 1,000 clients that I've seen. I've seen it in my office so many times that if I ever doubted it, I can no longer doubt it. It's real.
Let me
and
just
it lasts.
Gail, let me just interrupt here. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show. My guest today is Gail Glasner. She's a very prominent hypnotherapist and the author of several audio series on reprogramming your subconscious. So this audio book that you have, are they available as a download or as a people get them as a disc, or what is it available as a CD or DVD or is it just
all
a download?
All the above. It's available.
Uh-huh. All the above.
First of all, Nightingale has the original 9 CDs, and I have that on my website, and so do they. It's also available as a download, and that was the 2014 when they put it up as an audio download. The newest one by Gildan is, the latest one by Gildan, 2016, is available as a download, and it comes with a very involved, what do you call it, when my mind just slipped. Anyway, there's an attachment of all written scripts and so forth. It's very involved. And then there's the single audios, and Relax, Release, Dream On is one of the audios that's also a single CD as well as an audio. All of them, the book has an ebook version. So you really can get it any and all the ways you want. And some people like to listen, but they need to go over some of the important things, so they like to have the book. When I wrote the book, I wanted to have something that was almost like an exact how-to, so you could go line by line by line. But you hear the audios with the others. The most important thing is, and this is something that I've learned fairly recently, what makes it successful is when you give people a system to understand the subconscious mind, why something happens, how it happens, what's the cause and effect, and then they discover within themselves what their particular issue was, it has much more impact, much more power than if you just sat down and somebody said, okay, I'm going to help you stop smoking, and now you're a non-smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you never think about hypnosis the rest of your life, and you miss that opportunity.
Right.
But when you understand the mind and you can control it, and it's self-empowering, and it's not this magic, or it's not this huge, what we think of about the ego that's always trying to sabotage us, it's a whole new way of looking at the mind. Totally, but it works.
Now, for people, you told me you really want everybody to have access to this. What is the cost for someone to go to your website or any of the websites and download the audio book? What does it cost for that?
The audio book, it depends which one you're talking about. Nightingale has theirs about $37.00, $0.42, something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was originally $119.95 for the CD. Now, the CDs, I think they still have those quite expensive, quite up there. But you can find them, and I have sales and so forth. The Gildan one on Audible is $15.30 if you go today, and $7 on my website and Amazon. One of them, I might be getting them mixed up. One might be $17 and change. My audiobook, the last one with Gildan, is almost 9 hours.
So people can get for under $20, 8 or 9 hours of these tapes that hundreds of hours went into to perfect. Because I know you, and I know that you always wanted to make them better. Have these been revised since the original series and Nightingale?
Well, that's
by the way, for listeners, Nightingale Conant were the original company that promoted personal growth tapes. I know I used to years ago from Nightingale Conant tapes by Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer, and that's when I first where I'd listen in my car, and now there are other companies that are like Nightingale, And so you were really, if it was Nightingale Conant, like you say, you're really in this whole industry. You're really one of the pioneers. So I compliment you for that, and thank you for your boldness and your courage to kind of put yourself out there first. I know that takes a lot of courage, because it's a whole new area. And being a writer myself and a speaker, I know that we put ourselves out there, and there's always this idea that, what if people don't like it? There's always that thing. What if they don't like it? But that's why it's important. You have to have courage, and you keep putting yourself out there. So, you know, we're kind of the last 5-6 minutes of the show. I really like to kind of shift a little bit. And what do you really want, you know, our listeners to get? What's your message to people listening to the show? What's your real bottom line message about, you know, besides get these CDs? But as I said, I like to think of people on the show as people who are cutting edge thought leaders. People.
Yeah. You have to understand who I am and what I want out of life. And so what I want people to have is, number one, hope, because there's so many people who have lost hope about change. Number two, I want them to have the courage to believe there is change possible. And I also want them to know how valuable relaxing is, and hypnosis and some of the other modalities I mentioned. They're so important for our health. Like I said, I want the whole world to know about this. I will do everything in my power to spread the word, but I'm only one person. So just giving other people you know the hope that major things can be changed, even including post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think, Mark, I mentioned to you, I still have a client that has made such amazing progress that I could write a book about it. In fact, I've talked to him about writing a book. So even the things that we've been told nothing can change them, change that belief.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible, as you say.
So your main thing is that we can really change how we think. We can change we can really your bottom line is, we can reprogram our subconscious minds for success.
And for the better, and to be better people, and to be happier people, and to be more compassionate. Because when you realize what's messed up your programming, so you weren't getting what you want, it's the same for everybody else. If they're acting angry all the time, if they're acting ridiculous all the time, there's something in their subconscious that's initiated it, and they don't even know it. So you have more compassion for other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you have more compassion for yourself. The guilt's released, which is very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being today's guest on the Inspire Possibilities show. I always find it very fascinating whenever we have a conversation, and I know that we can usually talk forever. And
True.
Yeah, and I do like, you know, I just encourage people to get your new series.
Oh, well, thank you.
To get the series,
thank
yeah.
So
I just think that, I mean, it's almost like it's really a gift to themselves. And, yeah, it is. It's a gift, I would say, to all of you listening in today. It's a gift to yourself. For under $20. You can get Gail's audios that potentially can change your life if you listen, if you take the time to listen.
And you can listen to them while you're sleeping.
And that's another thing, is you can listen to them while you're sleeping. I mean, that is huge, to listen to them. So what do? They just put it on and go to sleep, and that's how it works?
Your subconscious still hears. It still goes in.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, again, Gail, thank you for being today's guest on the Inspire Possibilities show. I wish you well. Thank you so much for you being you. And for
all of you
listeners, for you being you. In the meantime, until next time, journey on. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
And thanks again.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. 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 Imagine the possibilities.